And welcome back in. Scott Marsh, Vince Mastracco with you here, Sports 1140 KHTK. Vince, we've got a big tournament in Northern California coming up, the Safeway Open. It gets started today with the Pro-Am. The tournament starts tomorrow. I know you're going down there. I'll be down there this weekend. This is a great PGA event going on in Northern California.
It's a great PGA event. Not only is it a great PGA event, but it's an event that, in essence, Silverado has had some PGA history. But right now we're talking with Jeff Sanders, tournament director. So who better to let some of the highlights of this event come from his lips?
Absolutely. Jeff, how are you this morning?
Hey, guys. Great. Nice to be with you, Scott and Vince. It's going to be fun. I'm here at Silverado. I'm on near the putting green here. We've got a nice turnout for today's Pro-Am. So it's a beautiful day in Napa.
I can understand why. You've got some key names playing in that Pro-Am and some key pairings. You've got Mickelson with Steph Curry, which will be fun. Tony Romo, who got an exemption, along with Justin Thomas. I know the fans are really excited about seeing that today.
Well, you know, it's funny. When we got everybody signed up, it took a while to make it all come together. It's a puzzle, you know. I wanted to have them all in a row. So you're right. We've got Steph Curry and Phil at 1140. We've got Justin and Tony at 1150. We've got Freddie Couples and Chef Thomas Keller from French Laundry at noon. And then the great John Daly at 1210 to bring up the rear. So we've got four great groups in a row there for the fans to come out and watch today. So we're excited for Pro-Am Day.
Jeff, and since you mentioned those names with Daly and Couples, I'm really curious. Romo, too. I think Scott and I were talking about Romo and his current duties. But how many sponsor exemptions do you get, and how did you select these guys?
Well, we get eight, and some restrictions. There's two have to go to Korn Ferry Tour graduates, and that leaves us six. And we can really invite whoever we want. The sponsor is in 100% control of who gets these. In our 30 years in this business, you know, we've used sponsor invitations. We call them, you know, ticket sales needle movers, you know.
I agree. Yeah.
So we don't, you know, we like to use them the best way we can to drive attendance. So obviously Tony Romo, being who he is, he's a great player. I think he's got a shot at making the cut. Having Tony take one of those spots was big. You know, Freddie Couples, I grew up with Freddie. I'm from Portland, Oregon. Fred grew up in Seattle. We played competitive golf against each other from junior golf through our days, you know, playing golf. And so I've known Fred a long time. And then Long John Daly, same thing. He's been a buddy of the CEO of Albertsons, Bob Miller, for years. And we've had John many times, and he's always been in his best behavior. But he's colorful. He's a personality.
Jeff, how does it work with John? I'm sorry to interrupt you. I was just curious because there's so much about his ability to be able to walk the course and everything. And with
he's got to take a golf cart. He's going to take a golf cart. Yeah, he's not able to walk the golf course anymore. So I told him if he'd lose 100 pounds, it might help. But John's going to take a cart, and you know, that's fine. And here we go. So no, it's going to be great. Those guys are going to be fun to watch today.
How does that work with the PGA and getting that allowance, I guess, is what I'm curious about.
Oh, well, you can do what you want. You know, in other words, you can sponsor has full control.
Okay.
To use those spots. Yeah. And that's why they're called sponsor invitations. So the title sponsor, in this case, Albertson/Safeway, basically gave them to me since I've worked for the company for over 30 years now, and just said, you know, use them to your best ability to drive ticket, you know, drive attendance. So that's what I did.
Well, and I think John Daly does drive attendance.
Oh, for sure.
I think probably even the cart will be an attraction. But Jeff, when you talk about John on his best behavior, I follow John on his best behavior as a journalist, and I follow John on his not so best behavior. And you know, I got to tell you, one is more entertaining than the other. But you know, you grew up in the Northwest, and Peter Jacobson once we were talking, and he felt that when John was young, John had the best hands in the business for short games.
I would agree.
So,
no question.
I think he does move the needle. I think he sells tickets, and I think he's still relevant today.
No question about it. Well, when you go watch Champions Tour events, you know, Fred Couples and John Daly are the two ticket drivers on that tour. They don't win all the tournaments anymore, but they're the two guys. If you want to know who's going to draw the most fans, those two guys do. And, you know, in Napa, our demographic is interesting. You know, it's a little older demographic, and a lot of the people around here are no different than the music that we bring in, classic rock music. You know, we try to play to the audience, and the audience here, there's a lot of people that come out here that are, you know, between 55 and 75, and Freddie and John are in that sweet spot. So I think about that a lot, too.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And you mentioned players with great hands and short games. Obviously, Phil Mickelson's there. I was just wondering, did you recognize him when he showed up?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
How great he's lost. I mean, he looks great. He really does. I mean, you know, Phil's a golfer. You know, I say that when I say that, what I mean is he wants to win here. You know, he's played 4 years in a row. He's coming here to win the golf tournament. Phil Mickelson, even though he's almost 50 now, is as competitive and is fired up to play PGA Tour golf as he's ever been. And so I'm excited to have Phil, you know, again, 4 years in a row. That's really great that he's played in our tournament, you know, 4 years in a row. I just love it. And I'm a big fan of Phil's and always have been.
Yeah, he obviously is a fan favorite, too. So we talk with Jeff Sanders, executive tournament director here of the Safeway Open. And obviously tickets Thursday through Sunday. And I know that tickets the one day are sold out for tomorrow, but you can still get one day passes throughout the tournament.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So you can get tickets online at SafewayOpen.com. If you're a Just For You Safeway shopper, it's $25, and if you're not, it's $35. So, and the value here, I don't know if you've you know, heard about it or not, but you know, the value here when you come out and you pay $35 to watch, you know, Phil Mickelson today, let's say, play golf, and then you stay for the concerts, you know, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we have concerts on the mansion lawn here at Silverado. Jake Owen Thursday night after golf, we call it music golf by day, music by night. So Jake's going to perform 15 minutes after the last putt goes down Thursday night, Bad Company Friday night, and Rob Thomas Matchbox 20 Saturday night, all in for $35. And we don't have any cover charges here, wristbands. We threw those all away. So when you come out here as a fan, you can get in everywhere. And there's all kinds of brew loft, spirit lounge, wine lounge. I mean, there's all kinds of fun things to do. And then there's the golf. Golf is the centerpiece, of course, but there's a lot of things to do, and we don't have any on top, you know, ticket prices or anything. It's really the most affordable ticket on the PGA Tour.
Actually, I agree with you. You heard me say, "Ooh, that was me there at with Safeway." I forget whatever shopper of $25, $35. That's a great value for a PGA Tour event.
It is
with a lot
really
more
is.
Than just the PGA Tour event going on.
Right, and that's always been our model. And down in La Quinta, you know, we do used to be the Bob Hope for years.
Yes.
Now, as of last week, it's going to be called the American Express. We just signed American Express as the title sponsor. But the model down there is the same model we use here. Down there, they call it Golf Cella because it's only a couple of miles from where they have the Coachella Musical
Coachella,
Festival.
Yeah,
they got named Golf Cella in the media down there, which is fun. But this tournament here at the Safeway Open was recognized last year as the most fan-friendly event on the PGA Tour out of 49 events.
Wow.
And only in its third year. So we're proud of that. And it's because of the model and because of the prices.
No, that's...
And what we've done is we've taken this model down to Palm Springs in January. And basically we're doing the very same thing down there that we do here. But it all started in Napa.
That's awesome. That is great stuff. And, you know, the thing about it is we've talked about some of the fan favorites. Obviously, there are some marquee players in the tournament, too. I mean, talking top 10 rankings, when you talk about Adam Scott and Molinari, and you've got Justin Thomas, you've got a lot of key people coming in. And it's the kickoff tournament for the PGA season. And as a result, with everything being moved up with the FedEx, you're getting great, great players to show up for this event.
We are. We've got our best field in 4 years, and it's because it's the first year in 4 years that we haven't followed either the Ryder Cup or the President's Cup. And so, you know, last year Phil came from Paris, finished the Ryder Cup on Sunday, and got here on Monday night, but he was the only guy that made the trip. This year, first time ever, we don't have to follow those cups, and those cups are pretty draining on the top players, both the European players and the American players. So, you know, we've had a tough date. Now we don't have that anymore, and the first time that we got away from that date, look what happened. We got Francesco Molinari, as you said, Justin Thomas, Adam Scott, Phil Mickelson. You know, we've got a great feeling. And it doesn't stop there. I mean, it continues. We've got Charlie Hoffman.
Yep.
You know, we've got
DeChambeau.
DeChambeau. We've got DeChambeau, Jim Furyk. I mean, you know, we got an unbelievable field. And so we're so excited because we haven't had the field yet. We've had a great crowds. And so with good weather, great field, and great entertainment, we're bullish. We think we're going to have our biggest and best year for the charities.
Jeff, I want you to move away from just the marquee players for a little bit. And I was going through, you know, the list of players in the field. I'm looking at Bronson Burgoon, you know, players. I'd like you. In fact, I noticed one with a last name of McCumber. And so my first question there is that Mark McCumber's?
That is Mark McCumber's son.
That's
what
Mark's
on property here watching his son play. So Tyler McCumber is an up-and-coming player on the PGA Tour, Mark's son. And his brother, Josh McCumber, is a great player. He's his caddy. So the McCumbers are in full force out here this week.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and Mav McNeely's playing, you know, so we're, you know, young star. This Scott Harrington, who got his card, you know, through the Corn Ferry Tour, is here. He's got a bright future. You know, it goes on and on. I mean, again, the Chesson Hadleys of the world, I mean, they're all here. And so we're going to have some great young stars, and then we're going to have some guys have been around a while. Then we're going to have John Daly and Freddie Couples, you know, who are on the Champions Tour.
Well,
you know, a little bit of, for everybody.
Give me a couple of the players of the young up-and-coming players that maybe we should be tipping off the public about to keep an eye on. My eyeball first goes to Bo Hosler, who's been, you know, several years ago when the Olympic Club hosted a U.S. Open. He was trying to be the low amateur around as a 16-year-old at the time. But give me some of those guys.
Well, you know, like you say, Bo Hosler for sure. I mean, you know, I would put him on that list. Again, as I mentioned, I put Mav McNeely on that list. I would put Tyler McCumber on that list. He's a hell of a player. Scotty Harrington, like I mentioned, is here. You know, we've got Colin Morikawa of California, you know, California Bear, won a tournament. He's here. He's going to be a great player on the PGA Tour. I would definitely come out and watch him. You know, he's got some roots around here. Max Homa, and also a Cal Bears in the field, you know, so that's some local talent there. I mean, it's just really deep. I mean, those are the guys that stick out to me right now, but I could go on forever. The talent out here is, we just had a meeting with the PGA Tour this morning. There's so many great younger players, than there've ever been. And that's because these guys are coming out of college, ready to play, and their peers are winning on the tour in their early 20s, and they're saying, hey, I've been beating this guy in college. You know, it's like Aaron Wise, you know, when he won the NCAA at Eugene Country Club in 2016, he beat Rahm and he beat Hosler. Well, next thing you know, he's coming right out and winning, and then those guys are winning. So it's a domino effect. You know, when you see your peers win that you beat in college or beat on the Corn Ferry Tour, you come right out and win. So, like, for example, we ran the Albertsons Boise Open, which is a finals event on the Corn Ferry Tour, about a month ago. And there's been about 10 wins a year from graduates of the Albertsons Boise Open on the PGA Tour in the last 5 years. We had about 55 wins by guys who got their card. So it's just younger. There's younger players now because college golf is so amazing. College golf is really almost like professional golf now. These guys are really good when they're in college.
Yeah, no, it's no doubt how good college golf has become. Jeff, could you talk about the association, the relationship with Johnny Miller? Obviously, he's kind of the host of this tournament.
Well, Johnny Miller, I've known Johnny for 30-plus years, and this tournament would not be here without Johnny. Johnny picked up the phone and called me about 6 years ago when the Fry's Electronics Company had made a decision to exit, and he said, hey, if you can find a sponsor, Jeff, I'd love you to run the tournament for me here at Silverado. And I said, let me go to work on that. And Bob Miller was at Albertsons, and they had just purchased Safeway. And so I thought, wow, there's 300 Safeway stores in Northern California. This is a perfect timing for Bob to put Safeway's banner up front, sponsor this tournament. And so I went to Bob, and he agreed to do it. And we tied in with Johnny and as our host, and Phil as our headliner. And so the four of us kind of got this thing going. And we wouldn't have done it without Bob Miller and Johnny Miller. But if Johnny doesn't pick up the phone and call me, we're not having this phone call right now. So I'm indebted to John, and he was on the stage last night here at Pro-Am dinner, and we brought out Freddie and Romo, and they had a great little banter up on the stage for all of our Pro-Am sponsors last night. And Kenny Loggins put on an amazing show for everybody. We had Blake Shelton here Monday night for a private just for 200. So we're in the music business. We have 6 concerts here this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So we're excited about what's going on. But Johnny Miller I love Johnny Miller. He's a dear friend of mine. And again, no tournament without Johnny picking up the phone and calling me. I'm so grateful.
Yeah, no, he has been great, and obviously what he means for golf, particularly in Northern California. And you talk about all the concerts, it's great. I know we're in the process, we're promoting the Jake Owen event on our sister station, the Country Station here, and so excited to be a part of that as well. And you really do have a total experience. As you said, golf is the core part of it, but it's everything else that the fans can experience when they come out there.
That's right. I mean, it's, you know, I look at it this way. If we were just a golf tournament, we'd be, you know, promoting the tournament to the Golf Channel diehard golfer, but that's only going to get you a third of the audience, you know. So that's why we like these marketing pillars of food. We've got great food out here from, like I told you, from Thomas Keller to Morimoto to Charlie Palmer Steak. I mean, the food out here is unbelievable. It's authentic Napa food. Then you have 50 or so wineries that are out here, you know, selling their wines, some of the best wines in the Napa Valley. We have the music again, you know, for the fans, Thursday night after golf, Friday night after golf, Saturday night after golf. And then there's PGA Tour golf. So, you know, if you can get some people come out for food, some out come out for a little music, some come out for golf, some come out for, you know, for to drink a little wine. But a lot of these people love all four. I'm one of them. I mean, I love all four. I'm a foodie. I live in Portland. I'm a foodie. I love wine. I love Cabernet. I love music, a classic rock music guy, and I love PGA Tour golf. So that's four reasons to come. If you're in my case, I wouldn't be, but some people maybe come for one or two reasons. That's why we've got such an unbelievable crowd here. Our audience is, I think our ticket sales are up 3x over prior year.
All right, Jeff. And I agree. You're sort of offering a total entertainment package, a reason to bring, let's say, non-golfing spouses, et cetera, bridge the age families. But now, over the years, when I've followed and been at many PGA Tour events, I find there's like two kinds of fans. There are fans that like to go in and walk the course or walk parts of the course to follow different groups going through, or those that like to park it by a green typically or a tee box.
Any
favorite holes run Silverado North Course, any favorite holes for those that like to park it and just watch any tee holes?
I would come out, I'd watch the guys hit it off the first tee, and at the end of the first fairway is the 25,000 square foot Safeway Food and Wine Pavilion with outdoor seating.
Yep.
You can watch them play the first hole. You can watch them tee off on number two, the par three. You can go to the other side of the pavilion for outdoor seating and watch them play number 17. That's where I would go to start with. That'd be where I'd park it. I'd get some food, get some drink, and I'd sit outside. I want either the south side of or the north side, depending on which I wanted to do, and I'd watch golf from there. As the day went along, I'd probably end up over on number 17, maybe number 11. On number 11 today, we have a promotion where for every golf shot that ends up on the putting service, 144 guys are playing today, all 144, including the pros, for every golf ball that ends up on that green, par 311, $1,000 is going to go to Napa Valley Kids Education. And so we're hoping that every guy hits the green, so that's $144,000. And if there's a hole-in-one made on that hole, $1 million is going to go to the person that makes the hole-in-one. And $500,000 of it goes to charity, and $500,000 of it goes to the person that makes the hole-in-one today. So that'd be a fun place to park. We have the Brew Loft, which is open to everybody, which is behind the green. There's like 20 different brews in there, and then there's Thomas Keller's new Mexican La Calenda restaurant in there. And so I'd go there. I'd go to number 11 and see if anybody makes an ace or – and I'd have a few beers, and I'd have I'd have some Mexican food. Yeah, I mean, there are so many places. Yeah. But number 17 has the Spirits Lounge. 20 different spirits in there. You can sit there and watch golf. Number 11 is the Brew Loft. Number 16 green is what we call the Coors Light Beer for Birdies hole. There's a great big box for the public there. Every time there's a birdie made on that par five, the beers are half price. So that's why it's on a par five. I hope that there's a birdie in every group, so beer's half price all day long.
Nice.
You're selling me more on the food and beverage than the golf, Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Well, I get it. You know, that's what this model is all about. You know, again, we feel like we're going to have, because of our field, and we feel like we're going to have the golf fans come here. They're going to come. But we want to have golf fans come. We want to have, you know, music fans, foodies. People like good wine, come on out. I mean, you know, that's the model, and that's the only model we know, and that's the one we put forth. And like I said, you know, it seems to be working. You know, everybody seems to really like it, so I'm happy for that.
Yeah, it's a fabulous, fabulous event, and I got a chance to play the course last week. The course is in immaculate condition. I saw all those tents being set up that you were talking about, and I heard about 17, so I'm going to go check it out when I'm there this year. Jeff, thanks so much for the time. We can't wait to meet you out there in person, and we're certainly looking forward to what's going to be a great 2019 edition of the Safeway Open.
Well, I tell you what, thank you so much for having me on this morning. And please look me up. I'll be riding around in my golf cart. I look forward to meeting both you guys. So thank you very much. Thanks for helping us promote the Jake Owen concert Thursday night. And come on out and watch some golf and have some fun. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much, you guys.
Yep,
thanks,
Jeff, thank you so much. All right, that's Jeff Sanders, the tournament director for the Safeway Open. Vince, I can't wait to get out there. It's going to be a great, great time.
Actually, this is a really all-encompassing tournament.
It is. That's going to do it for this edition of the podcast. But we encourage everybody to get out to the Safeway Open again. It starts today, goes through Sunday. Go to SafewayOpen.com for all your ticket information.